Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings, Anhotep. You have got the Oracle's Read by Omeika 7 and Tribe. I'd like to thank you and welcome you for joining us today on a poetry day. That's right, this is our day for poetry and spoken word. I'd like to thank each and every one of you and say Habari Gani. We are talking about this month and next month about right on, right on, right on, and right on. That's right. We will be doing writing, spoken word, poetry, and we will be talking about you putting your hand to the pen and conversing and developing your own story and wagging your own tail. So I'd like for you to join us this evening, and we are coming on a little bit earlier today, and we're going to see if we can get our two guests on, and our technical assistant right now is in a defunct, and we are trying to get them on as I speak, and they're scheduled for 2 days, so if they don't get on today, they will come on tomorrow. Now, I'm going to attempt to get them on, so if we get cut off, we'll bring you right back on. So hold tight and don't go anywhere and hold on to your seats because you're in for a jam-smacking, poetry-slamming evening. Thank you. Hold tight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're attempting to get our guest on, Justin, and see if we're going to get him on here today. If not, we will bring him on tomorrow. Having a little difficult time here for some reason. Justin, on. This is your Omi, and I am still with you. And we're going to get this poetry started. And I'll just go ahead and get it started right now. I'll be brief. I'll be short. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point, and in no time, I'll have you up and out of this joint. I'll hurry, so you don't even have to worry. I'm already 6-2, get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet. For those of you who didn't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it. And I hope that I haven't committed a cardinal sin by taking up too much of your time, my friend. Now, that's one that I did an original, but I know you want to hear from those young guys, and you want to hear the hip-hoppers where they possess the stage. Now, one is fitting rhymes and reason, while the other one has possessed poetry. So they both have a different background. Justin has a background in spitting and rhyming, and they tell stories. They're storytellers, believe it or not. So hold tight. We're going to try and see if they're out there in the atmosphere. So hold tight and bear with me. Put a note into them to let them know that we're on the air and that I'm attempting to get them in the atmosphere. However, if they do get a chance to call in, then we will try to see if our technicality would go away and then we can pick them up. Once again, I want to say thank you so much for joining Right On, Right On, Right On, and Right On. This is the series that is going to be covering those writers who are interested in becoming publishers and getting their work published and out there. That's right. This is a series for the next 2 months where we'll be talking to teachers, we'll be talking to composers, publishers, narrators about their work and about how they became famous and got published. Now, I'm not famous, but I am published under a wireless book under the Journey of the Class Agent. You can go and find that up under lulu.com. However, I have since then gone on to do some electronic ebooks, and one of them is entitled The Storyteller, that I've done for children, and that will be on display over at the Lake County Library in Miraville. On November 14th, we will be signing autographs, and we will be doing some storytelling there. And I have one other book that I will be featuring that is one of my counterparts who will not be there from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who has written a book, Amanda's Poor Self-Esteem. That book will also be featured. Now, you are. I'm going to ask you to look forward to the next up-and-coming book, and that is a book that we just completed on the effects that females have on African-American male coupled with their culture. That book has been a research book and a book for teachers, a reference book that will be available to institutions. And it is a resource book of 10-year research that I've done under Black African-American males. As a tribute to Black males, I have written about them, and I'm going to be doing a special contest for teachers to write the last few memoirs about their exiting out of the education field and their position on the most explicit and passionate thing that has happened to them throughout their career. Okay, they're even pulling me off the show. I don't know what's going on, but I want to say I apologize, and we never know what happens around here with the technical equipment, but I do appreciate Blog Talk giving us this airtime, so I can't complain. Once again, I want to welcome you back to the show. We were off for a brief moment there, and you're on the Oracle's Read by Omi Inca 7 and Tribe, and we're starting this right on session off with our poetry slam today. Now, irregardless of those two young men make it on the stage tonight, we will have them coming down the red carpet tomorrow. You better believe that. You can bet your bottom dollar, as Don Cornelius used to say. Now, this is not Soul Train, but it's definitely the poetry slam, so what I will say is that tomorrow you'll be able to call in with your poetry and you'll be able to do impromptu on the stage. Right now, because of technicalities, you won't be able to call in because I can't see you on the stage with your hand up. So regardless of that, we're going to go on with the show and we're going to talk about poetry. Now I'm going to be doing some segments and talking about why do people write. What is this all about where we have to have hip-hoppers become poets? Well, I think that they're poets before they ever become hip-hoppers. You have to first write something and be very clever at writing it and in order to transcribe it and then commit it to memory and then spit it. Now, young people call it spit it because they are spitting out tons of words in a short length of time. As a matter of fact, they're spitting them out so fast that you cannot decipher some of the words or enunciate what they're saying. Now, that's a little different than spoken word because they're spitting out words as fast. The whole concept of the rapping is to see how many words you can get out as fast as you can. But with poetry, it's a little bit different than spoken word. You need to enunciate your words and be about what it is you're saying. And I am a spoken word artist as well as a storyteller. Most of my spoken word is about a story or a person or something or experience in my life, as you know. And I have featured my poetry on this line before, and I really didn't want to go into my poetry today, but I want to talk mostly about the fact that writing is becoming a lot easier than before. You don't have to start the day off with something on the paper. You can have a thought in mind, and you can spit it as you record it on your recorder and then transcribe it later. How about that? You can dream about it today and write about it tonight. Isn't that something? Writers are finding that it's much easier to get started now than ever before. I found that the recorder is my best friend, and you're going to have to develop your cassette tape recording. And a lot of people don't want to use cassette tape recorders because it's old-fashioned. I guess I'm a little old-fashioned. I still have cassette tape recorders that I do my recording in. One of the things that I do that you might want to know about is that I do write poetry from the right side of my brain while I'm in a sub state of being half awake and half asleep. And I do this primarily because I want to be able to take advantage of my right side of my brain and let my right side have its way and flow. And because of that, you can get a clear thinking of a creative mind rather than a more logical mind from the left side. Now, I don't say that that's the way you have to start writing. What I will say is that you have to start writing. You have to have some experiences. People say, oh, I can't write anything. Then go out and have some experiences, and I bet you you'll find something to write about. Now, in over 62 years, a person would have had a lot of experiences, so they'd have a lot to write about. And as you write, remember, it's not necessarily if you're the best editor. That's why you have tools. You go back and get your editing tools, and you go back and you begin to edit your work. Just get your thoughts out on paper. A real book is one thought. And people say, oh, how could that be? You got 100 pages, you got 200 pages. It's one thought. It's lingering on one thought. That's exactly what it's doing. It's lingering on one thought. Now, hold tight. I'll get right back with you in a second. Hello? 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 Who is this? Hello? 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 Hello?
Who is that?